on your breathing and relax. As your muscles start to slacken off and your breathing starts to slow and get heavier, and your eyelids grow weak and close, you'll begin to slip down into a suggestible state. By the time I count down from 5, your credibility filters will be down, you'll be in that hypnotic trance. 5, just let yourself begin to drift away. Four, you're feeling heavier, melting down into the bed. 3, your eyelids are closed and getting heavier and heavier and heavier. 2, you're slipping further and further, deeper and deeper. 1, almost there, you're drifting close towards the moment now, that you're in that trance. You're going to review a social interaction. Allow your mind to visualize that interaction in detail. If you don't consciously remember some detail, just allow your mind to imagine it. That will be close enough. As you review this interaction, you'll practice paying attention to relevant detail. And by doing so, you'll encourage yourself to notice those details more next time. So visualize the scene now. See the location, the objects and other people that are around, the person you are interacting with, what they're wearing. Allow the scene to unfold, repeating as necessary. And pay particular attention to the changes in their behavior. Make the scene vivid, make it loud. See it through your own eyes and immerse yourself as much as you can. Remember their words as exactly as you can. Imagine different interpretations of those words. The text and the subtext. See the meaning in those sentences. Pay attention now to the tone of their voice. Which words are stressed? How have they stressed those words? The pitch of their voice. The heaviness of the breath they use to form their words. See what all this implies. Watch the expression on their face, how it changes. Especially any fleeting micro-expressions. What emotions does that face convey? Are there signs it's a false mask? Try to feel that emotion along with this person. Watch their eyes. Notice where they're looking. See if you can tell what they're looking at. Is it a real thing, or it's something in their heads? Try to think about how this indicates their imagination is laid out. Watch their blink rate. Are their pupils dilated? What does all this mean? Watch their hands, any gesticulations. See what they're touching, how they're touching it. Notice just how animated they are. What are they miming? Let your mind drift till it knows what these actions indicate, what they mean. Where are their feet pointed? Are they tapping and restless or still? Are they sat with their legs open or closed? Stood with them together or apart? Can you tell if that means anything? See their posture, how relaxed they appear. Are their shoulders hunched or thrown back? Is there a confidence in their stance? Notice the angle of their chin. Is it normal for them? Does any of this mean anything? Compare their actions to your own. Are they copying you? Are you following them? Is there a rapport? Are you mirroring each other? Is it happening naturally? What does this rapport imply? Try to empathize with this person, to feel what they're feeling, to know what they're thinking. Can you tell what they're feeling by absorbing all this information? Learn to condense it, to just experience that feeling yourself. Try to recall how much of this information you noticed at the time, to remember to notice more often in future. What did you see? What did you ignore? Where did you go right or wrong? Let the scene drift away, but hold on to that feeling. The feeling of absorbing all that information at once. Associate the feeling with a key, a word or image or sound. Remember later to recall that key, to recall that feeling, so you can increase your social perception skills. Think of that key while holding on to that feeling. Visualize yourself now using that key and so feeling that way next time you're interacting. See yourself paying better attention. You'll find that tomorrow and for the rest of time, you're more able to absorb the signals others are giving you, that you can read people more easily, automatically know what they're thinking. But now, allow yourself to drift slowly to sleep. In your dreams, you'll pay attention to the way people act, to the social signals they're giving out. Learning to understand people better. But for now, just sleep.